Hey guys, welcome. Before we start, we do want to do some church announcements. That's kind of what everybody calls it. Since you be
one, everybody,
you want to be like, you want to be like all the other podcasts. So
I
anyway,
be, bitch, you do AKAs you do, now.
That's just me. That's just me. The show that you said it came from, I don't even listen to that show. But anyways, y'all,
okay,
I do want to let y'all know we ain't gonna be arguing in front of y'all, but we is going on tour.
we might argue in the fucking green room.
You know, bitch. Anyway, we will be in the DMV on January the 19th. I do want to let you guys know we have added a second show because y'all show us so much motherfucking love. We sold out in 4 days. Oh. So we do have two shows. Yeah, it's definitely
gonna,
no, maybe not.
Oh,
I don't know.
Merry Christmas, niggas.
Can you wait till I finish? We could do that in the intro. Damn, you always fucking shit up. Anyways, after that, should we announce? Anyways, we will be in Atlanta in February. I'll just throw that out there. I'm not going to give y'all the date yet, but tickets should be up soon. We will be in Toronto. Meet us in the 6th, bitch. March 9th. I'm hoping Drake comes by. I don't know if he's going to be in town, but we're going to try to get the little light-skinned goddess there or whatever. And then we are going to be in Chicago on March the 30th. We also went ahead and added a second show for Chicago because y'all love us in Chicago. Dates for Houston, LA, New York. And we don't know if we're doing Miami or Orlando yet, apparently, because we're not doing both.
We're doing Miami. I want to be a thought.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to do Miami, not Orlando. We're working on the rest of those details, but we're coming on tour. Anyways, guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Now you can say Merry Christmas, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Damn.
Love and light.
Damn.
I hope that you guys buy your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your lovers, your brothers, your mothers some Horrible Decisions tickets. Come see us. Come fly out and see us. People do that shit all the time. So stop telling us y'all ain't coming to Detroit or Philly.
Yeah, or New Orleans. Hop your ass on a flight. Not only that, real quick, this is a hive. This is the Horribles. You can come by yourself. Like, there's tons of people that be hitting other people.
I just started a post on Patreon. If you're going to any of the shows by yourself, come meet a friend, jump in the car. I mean, you know, I'm all about the hippie shit, bitch.
You are. I'm not.
I will.
But anyways, Merry Christmas to y'all hoes. I know I'm getting old. No, in real life. I know I'm getting old because my mom's like, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm like,
socks.
I was really thinking
I
hard.
Panties.
Wait, more adult than that. I was like, you know what? I really need some new pots and pans. So I'm asking for pots and pans for Christmas, and now I know I'm old as fuck. Bitch, I'm old as fuck.
Oh, if you guys are listening to this, I'm currently in Mexico with my family. They're probably driving me crazy. They leave on the 26th, and then I'm wilding out. So if you're there too, a lot of people have hit me up. I didn't know Mexico was like a thing for the holidays, but
oh yeah,
come kick it with me. I'll be in Cancun, Tulum, and Playa del Carmen. Let's hang.
I love that, and I think, you know, that's dope. You're just rich. I will be wherever someone flies me out because these tickets are too expensive. So I'm waiting. I got a couple places I may be.
You should see how shitty my hotel is. That's how expensive the flight was.
No, the flight is disgusting. So I'm like, people are like, where are you going for the holidays? Wherever nigga fly me. But you know, my niggas be married, got kids. So I got to like wait till like the 26th. So keep flown out. So at
you
the 26th, I don't know where I'm going to be. You know, I asked one nigga, he was like, I said, I just want some nice shoes. He's like, I don't know what nice shoes is. I'm like, fine, give me a scarf. I want a nice scarf, like an expensive scarf.
Speaking of niggas and gifts.
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff,
we got a nigga
me,
here, y'all.
No.
Oh, you ain't gonna introduce
me. We was both wilding this week. I got drunk and fucking asked Scissors to move in with me on Instagram. You posted some niggas.
First off, why are you bringing this nigga up?
Because you put him on the internet.
So first off, let me tell
if
y'all.
It's on the internet, nigga.
No, let me tell y'all real quick. I am single as the fuck. We were on the phone. So I'm bored. It's the holidays. I'm bringing old niggas back to the woodwork. They not going into 2019 though. So we was on the phone.
Okay.
We was on the phone and I was like, you got your hoes. He was like, nah, I ain't got no hoes right now. I ain't talking to nobody. And I was like, well, shit, I got my hoes unlocked. So I bet you if I post a picture of you right now, your phone gonna blow up because I'm kind of hot right now. I'm kind of lit. And he was like, nah, man. Nah, I swear to God, that's what I said. I was like, I'm just gonna post it with no caption. He was like, it don't mean nothing if it don't got a caption. So I was like, fine, I'm gonna put eggplant emoji mine.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I did. Oh. And I'm not gonna lie, I realized after posting that, I will never post my boyfriend. As long as we do this show, first off, my mama hit me up like, this is how I have to find out. Then his cousin hit me up like, I'm so happy. Welcome to the family, cousin-in-law. You know his cousin.
Yeah.
Then his old teammate hit me up like, man, I knew you was still fucking with that nigga. Uh-huh. And I'm like,
why is it his old teammate? No,
yeah,
because
what it is, it's his old teammate. So it's Jordan.
There's a lot of niggas afraid.
I've said Jordan's name on the podcast plenty of times. I even told him he's not special enough to have a nickname. But then this is the problem. It's Jordan. First name basis. I don't give a fuck. But this is the problem with this podcast and you motherfuckers. Had he been a regular nigga, the fact that y'all, is this 24/7? Is this lawyer bae? Is this a nigga you pegged? Is this a nigga who, they listed like four different niggas and it wasn't him.
What are you gonna do?
Bro, now I know that I can't post my boyfriend ever. Key,
I didn't tag ever, her, right? Ever. I just posted some pictures of us. But I mean, we dated years ago, so like I figured people.
I didn't even believe
her.
That.
Why?
Oh my God, I had a girlfriend because I still don't believe you really be eating pussy like that. But I mean, I guess you do.
You seen it? I got fucked up. All right, and I was like taking videos, and I was like, damn, who could I send this to that would appreciate it? Sharona's got one.
Oh, you being with a girl?
It was just like, you know what?
I'm a big fan of that stuff, so yeah.
It was candid, a fun thing to see.
I would never watch porn like girl on girl. That's boring to me. But real, like if I'm like if I know you and shit, or like, you know, like some real candid real life stuff, not a production. I want like real grungy, like
you want
holding
amateur
a fucking phone. Yeah.
See, it was crazy.
I'm a fan
no,
of that.
No, and I just
it was a good one.
Well, I just fucked the girl this weekend in Atlanta, and I'm not gonna lie, the whole time I was with her,
bored.
I was like, fuck! I was like, where's the dick? Like, I wanted to be penetrated so fucking bad. So she fingered the fuck out of me. And I was like, okay, that was cool. Yeah. I was like, damn, I wanted a threesome. I was low-key about to be like, bitch, you ain't got no niggas to invite over here. What's up? But I was like, all right, we'll just fuck. I know, but it was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
See, I'm like, I don't need.
And this is my first time fucking her.
2 o'clock in the morning? Wait,
this is my first time fucking her.
Nigga, if I get that at 2 o'clock in the morning, we talking about, I'm waking my ass up. Like, oh, what? Okay, bet.
Yeah, but then by the time he would have came, you know, then maybe the drunkenness would have been gone.
And she would have been like,
take
I don't
another
know
shot.
What I'm doing.
What you mean? Ride that level.
The liquor was done.
Let's intro our guest. Maybe.
Well, they know by the voice because they're like, oh, I can't wait to hear his voice.
Okay.
By the way, y'all, his teeth is better in person. So now y'all might know who we talk about. Hey, Invisalign gang.
You know what's one of the best things I've ever heard with your voice? And I think Joe Budden podcast was talking about it. It was great when you said, oh, that's what you're not going to do is bring up my wife. I was like,
I know, made my pussy wet because that's what my niggas be saying. Let me stop. Anyways, y'all, we got, how you say your name? Because you got a weird ass name. What are you?
Oh, yeah, Sharonis. I'm black Panamanian.
Okay, well, I was just going to say, y'all, we got Dro from Insecure up in the building.
Right.
Hey.
I felt really bad. I was like, I really don't want to have to, like, say that.
I don't care. I was going to say it. I'm going to ask all the questions you want. So, we got the little light-skinned nigga up in the building. He about 6'8", y'all, so you know.
So, are you circumcised?
Wait, can we?
That was the main question.
Are we going to move
into Okay, so we're going to get into icebreakers. Weezy started it. We don't know if you've listened to a full episode, but basically what we're going to do is our icebreakers this time is going to be from comments and questions from our listeners.
Okay.
You started replying to some on Instagram by your damn self, and I was like, damn, nigga, just wait.
Just one. Not everyone deserves
You don't have
clap
to come
back.
For that girl's wig.
You know, rude.
She came from my teeth. Now, she could handle that with her hair. She could change that in and out. She could cut her hair, whatever.
Well, look, you could change your teeth.
You can, but that takes time, yo. I'm still on this grind right now.
Real quick, I don't know why you don't think changing hair don't take time. I'll be in the chair for like 5 hours when I get... What you think them braids... How long you think she sat in the chair for them braids?
That's not every hairstyle, though. Let's just say if you decide to chop it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, after moving forward, it just take a little trim, fade the size, and you good. You in that chair for about 25, 30 minutes.
Well, okay. Well, anyways, we gonna get to icebreakers. Uh-huh. And do you want to ask him again?
What? Oh, the circumcised?
Yes.
We were gonna share the nacho stories.
Oh, I'm so good because I do not like talking
about nachos because everybody's asking what your dick looks like.
My dick looks like me. All right, so it's like, you know, it's a good looking dick. I got a beauty mark on my shaft.
Mm.
Yeah, I do.
So we know when the dick pic leaks. We know if it's you or not.
Right. I'm glad I photoshopped that. That ain't my dick.
Is there hair coming out of it?
Hair?
No.
Oh,
no.
I said it's a beauty mark, not a mole.
Do you
have a beard. Do you shave?
I trim. I don't shave. I trim.
Girth. Yeah. That was a big question.
Girth.
Is it thick or skinny?
I think it's in between.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Schmedium. Alrighty. All right. So we're going to get into one of the questions that someone asked.
Yeah.
And this was actually one of the main ones.
Yeah.
So do you believe in open relationships the way your character Dro on Insecure does?
I guess I would say yes, because I'm all about doing what works for you. So if that's
you about cheating. Okay.
If that's not cheating.
Like
that's not
shit.
Cheating. Nah, I think you got to think because I'm thinking about all the women I've been with in my life. I know there'd be some that would not be down with that at all, so I wouldn't do that with them. But then there'd be some that'd be open to that, then yeah. Like, so I guess, all in all, yeah, because I'm all about doing
Would you bring that up as something that you would want?
So I've been in one.
Okay.
And I never brought up. I always tell fellas, it always works out easier if the woman brings it up.
Mm.
It just works out.
How did you handle her dating other men?
I mean, I just, I don't know. You know what, to be with that specific situation, we're at the tail end of a relationship. So we were just trying to hold on to something that was going to end anyways.
Okay.
Like, I guess I was just trying to do whatever, you know, and I didn't think about it. Like, I was
mean,
just kind of
like.
They
say open relationships can save, but I think primarily it
works. That was the best,
best
we ever been. I will tell you that. And we were on and off for years. Oh, and that was the best we had ever been, because I think, you know, everybody automatically thinks about just sexual relations with other people. And for us, what I noticed what was better was the vulnerability and how honest and open and the communication between us. And I'm talking about communication about everything.
But like, that's what I feel like open relationships do. Like, when you're willing to be vulnerable with someone and let them know your deepest desires, like, communication is like, but that's also the sexiest thing about somebody. So
it
could have been, that's what also brought you guys closer because you then felt like, okay, I can be my full self.
Absolutely. And then you're talking about like, and like when I say like, your communication improved in all areas. Like, I'm just talking about from things like how we were feeling about certain things or things in the house where we were living with each other for a little bit. So things, you know, just from the little things, like, I don't know, I would just start opening up and be like, all right, well, you know, like, I really don't like this whole setup. Can we, like, you know, but I wouldn't have necessarily said that before we started doing all that.
And so then, were you open about asking for booty play? Are you into that? Sorry, that was the next question.
Since, oh, like my
that
booty
was
been playing
with? Actually, why I wanted to know if there was hair up in there.
Yeah, because so we a lot of people ask, like, if you're into, like, maybe ass lick, maybe a finger in the ass, maybe more. So we talk
being
about
being done to me.
Being done to you, right. Yes.
Okay, you, so, nigga. You know what you're talking about, you.
So, well, because I'm thinking, like, you know, obviously I could do that to the woman.
I just asked you if there was hair in your asshole, and you still confused?
Is that what you was asking?
I said, you got hair up in there?
No.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
I thought the dick. I thought you were talking about by the balls, too. You need to be more specific, man.
Yeah.
Okay, your booty hole.
Yeah, I mean, it's light in there. You know, got a little light, but I trim it up.
Okay.
So you trim up your booty hole.
Is that because you want to tongue in it?
Yeah.
For me, honestly, it's because it's an easier wipe. I'm not even thinking sexual stuff. It's just way
hygiene.
Easier and cleaner. It's just hygienic stuff
hygiene.
For me.
Okay.
Better like.
But not for me, I'm down with a lot. Don't fuck with my booty hole. I just don't like it.
No booty hole play? Nah. So what if they just, like, what if they down by the balls and just lick it?
So
you jumping or you not jumping?
I'm jumping, nigga. Like, my ex, I remember for a couple years, she was, like, trying to, like.
She
like,
tried for
my
years?
Booty hole. Like, yeah, and I was like, no, so hard about, no, I don't like that shit. And she's like, you never tried it? I was like, I know I'm not going to like it, though. I know it. And then, so we was in the shower, and she was like, babe, you got, like, just let me a little bit. Just, you got to now. I'm in the shower.
The
she
fact
really
that you're moving
to.
Your fingers like she's spreading
she,
your ass.
That's how she was every time she referred to it.
I don't know why the spreading makes it feel more, like,
it's so,
violating.
Yeah, it does.
I don't like being spread like
is.
That either with my asshole.
Oh, I was spreading ass this weekend. Yeah.
Just, like, get me on my back and get in my booty.
Oh, no, I like the spreading. I spread.
For me, like, my spreading, though, I don't, like, necessarily spread. I squeeze.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you squeeze, okay, that's going to spread it, and it's not going to make
you
feel like
But you know what's
like
really good about
it?
The squeeze that a lot of people don't know? Hmm. So, like, when squeezing, it gives you, like, a lot of, there's a lot of nerve endings that you feel that you don't when you completely spread, like, in your pussy.
Exactly.
So if you could squeeze by, like, the pussy opening. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's good.
But you know I'm pretty gay now.
Gay as shit.
She's gay as hell. But, yeah, so she tried it in the shower, and when she was in there, I mean, I was, like, trying to be a trooper for her for, like, but it was she was, like, 3 seconds in there. I was like, get out. I didn't
but
like
it was because it was in your mind. It was more so your mind, too,
it,
right?
It was too sensitive.
You need Xanax.
It was
too
sensitive,
you just need to
though.
Relax, man.
I didn't like how sensitive. Like, it was,
California,
I don't know,
all that week,
it was
nobody
so
got
sensitive.
In your
ass? It was so sensitive that it wasn't enjoyable for me. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like after, you bust your nut and a girl starts specifically fucking with your penis head, that sensitivity.
That's what I be doing.
And that
dude.
Shit is not fun for me. I push a girl off. I don't give a fuck.
I be hating. Wait, what? Pushed. Like, after you come?
Yeah, after I nut, like, I understand, you know, she's trying to, like, finish it up and everything. And I don't mind she's going all the way down, but when she's specifically focusing on my dickhead, that's just weird.
I have a question that wasn't on there. Do you have, like, a coming routine? Like, is there something you say? Is there a place you like to come?
I let her know. Like, I'm about to bust.
Yeah, but, like, where?
Oh, you
titties,
say it?
Ass,
where?
Pussy.
Where?
Well, we know you got a kid, nigga, so.
We know where you like to go.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know.
I'm so sorry to be shady.
All the way up, but, I guess it just depends on the experience, what's going on, like, and who it is and stuff like that. So,
like, if if she has no booty, you're not nutting on the booty, basically, you're saying.
Nah, it's not enjoyable.
That makes sense.
I want to ask this while we're talking about sex. So, I don't think we've had a man your height on our show yet. So, one of the big questions that we ask as a tall man, are there sex positions that you prefer over others because of your height?
Right.
And, like, what is hard for you during sex because of your height?
Right. Okay. So, Well, I mean, when I'm if I'm having sex with a taller woman, like a tall woman, then I basically can do anything. But like,
yeah, well, I'm talking. So I be fucking niggas like 6'10" and I'm 5'1".
Oh, so, see, okay, I know, so now, yeah, so that, like, right? Okay, that. So now, like, getting it from the back, I can't necessarily like do it when if a girl's on all fours and I'm on the bed with her on my knees, like trying to get her from the back. That's difficult. I literally have to hunch over her with like and get on all fours my damn self and kind of give it to her. So I usually have to be, because usually, like, you know, the bed's tall. So I get off the bed, stand up, and then give her from the back.
Damn, I should get a box spring. My bed's low.
Yeah, you got
it. I'm probably, I have like the planks. So my plate is like my bed is like a platform. Oh, calm down, bitch.
I
got a whole $550 headboard, bitch. I'm grown. Thank you. Thank you, bitch. I got a grown girl bed. But it's short. And so I realize, but I have a lot of hotel sex. So I guess that's like, you know, them beds be high.
Yeah, they do.
So it works out good in the hotel. But in my house, I'm like, maybe we should take this to the living room. Because
I got a high bed. I got a high bed. Okay. Yeah. So like,
I hate that low IKEA Japanese bed shit.
Oh, well, mine isn't. My bed is really not do. IKEA or Japanese. It's just.
No. But that's a Japanese
though,
style.
Yeah.
I'll tell the taller fellas, like, if it's like that, then you just, you go on your knees on the ground, put a pillow there, and let her be on the bed, and you can still tackle from the back for the low boys.
For the pillow. You know what the pillow is normally for? Small
for
dicks.
The arch. I thought you were talking about for
so
under her
women
stomach.
That if you ever have a partner that's like a little bit smaller in size and you want to feel more, you need to put the pillow underneath you, like right towards the groin, and it'll lift your vagina up at an angle to where you'll feel it more.
Yeah, you can do that for. I mean, from my understanding, women have said that. No matter the size.
I mean,
size,
if you want a deeper period,
yeah. That's what I'm saying. So.
Yeah, the only time I've had a pillow under me was when I was on my back getting anal sex. Because normally I get
I had to lift
the booty a little bit. Dude, I know, you're not ready for anal sex. We be talking, you just do the head. So you still technically do it.
Let me tell you,
head.
Somebody put fingers in my ass recently, and I felt it for the last 2 days. Like,
fingers.
Not the last 2 days.
Fingers.
I'm usually just thumbing it. You feel
fingers? Like, it was, but I think he like pulled up. While he was fucking me on the ass. And so I'm walking around. I'm like, yo, did I get fucked in it? Did it go in there?
Are you fucking inexperienced fingerers?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
I was on top. And you know what? On top is not my thing like that. I just feel like I'm not really good at it. But then once I'm in there, I'm like, oh, shit, nigga, you about to come.
On top?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a lost art. A lot of women don't know how to ride like that.
A lot of women are not great at it. I feel like I'm just always insecure about it because I don't really know, like, I work out a lot and I'm still exhausted. And I want it to be really good. Like, I'm trying to be a power.
What you think we feel like when we on top pounding, dog? That's
You might be a power.
I don't say shit.
I'm a power.
Prideful, so.
Y'all are athletic.
Yeah, well, that's true. But
that's the body description
of
most
things. My arms are shaking. I'm like, fucking, I'm still going.
Your arms shake?
After a while, nigga?
Yeah, I mean, I finally started riding dick, and I think I do fairly well. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I love looking in the mirror.
I'm not even gonna lie. Oh, I don't look in no mirror. I just be like,
I like the mirror shit. I love that shit.
I mean, if there is one, sure, but I mean.
For me, it's like a wide angle, I get the whole scope.
At the mirror.
Yeah.
See, the niggas be looking in the mirror. I don't need to look at myself.
Yeah, I look at the.
I mean, I'm fine.
I'm not looking at myself. I'm looking at.
I know I'm
fine. You know,
I like watching the sex. Like, I feel like I'm watching like porn within me.
So also because we'll go. So this was probably one of the other most popular questions.
Okay.
And we gonna ask it because that's what the fuck we do. Okay. So you had a baby with your co-star.
Yeah.
So you believe in having sex with your coworkers because that to me is like a bad thing.
I don't.
So how did that happen?
She was written off the show by that point.
Oh, so she wasn't a coworker. Ooh, no. So you waited so she got fired?
She wasn't fired.
Damn you, petty.
She wasn't fired.
Okay, she was written off. Got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you guys still just maintained a relationship. So someone said, did you want to fuck her after watching her in the scene with Lawrence? Is that what made you like, ooh?
No, you know what's funny? I mean, okay, well, when the first time I saw that, I mean, I had no idea I was going to be on the show yet. The audition season 2 wasn't even written yet.
Okay.
So I saw that, and I mean, I was like, damn. But I was so invested in the damn storylines and characters that I wasn't necessarily looking at. I was just like, let's go, Lawrence, get that bitch. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So I wasn't necessarily but when that came about, when I got the role and everything, we still wasn't even like, I wasn't looking at her thinking like I was going to bag her or anything like that.
Okay.
Because we were just friends, to be honest. Like, the whole time we've been friends, even when we.
That's why I don't have my niggas have friends. And my niggas ain't having no friends.
That's funny.
See what I'm talking about? We just friends.
We were just friends and stuff. So, you know, and then We just happened to conceive and stuff, but I mean, like, we're still friends now.
And
to
I do
honest,
see that you, I like that you posting the baby. I like that you're a good father. It looks like you're really invested.
Oh, my God, I like that you posting a baby.
What? Because niggas be hiding the baby. They don't even show up for the baby shower.
But some, I mean, sometimes.
Babies be looking like they, girls be looking
I mean,
like
I
they having babies
I wasn't
themselves.
At the baby shower because it was in a whole other state and I wasn't able to go.
Okay.
I was working.
Well,
you're
working. I so, understand, yeah. But no, I do. It does seem like you're
something
you're
else controversial I want to bring up.
Uh-oh.
Shan Booty. Did I say her
yeah.
name right?
Yeah, Shan Booty. What was controversial about her?
You said you love raw sex on her show. You were like talking about how much you loved it. So like,
I mean, everybody does.
We nah, know,
I like
but
condom,
not the way
I like
you said it,
dick.
Nigga. I mean, I rap nah, up I like majority of the time. I'm just saying though, like with
okay.
my main joint or like who I'm fucking with for real, yeah, I'm going all the what? Yes, I love that shit.
I mean, yeah, duh. But you made it sound like
like I'm just raw dicking any.
That's how I took it.
Yeah, a lot. No. That's not.
But
what
but even when I read like tweets and men talk about raw sex, they act like they don't want to put on a condom. They don't want to have sex if they have to put
I'm
on a condom.
Fine. Like,
so.
Look, I still even enjoy it, like especially when. You know, forgive the nickname, but me and my niggas call it new beats. When it's new beats, like it's still enjoyable because I never had or explored this girl before, so I'm putting on a condom
point.
Regardless.
Okay.
Like I'm not saying like yeah. I guess I should have clarified that. Looking back
you
at it,
nigga.
Yeah, I didn't at all.
I like my dick raw and pussy.
Yeah,
like,
that's not even the case. Yeah, that's not
okay.
Even
well,
the case.
I'm glad you clarified.
Because even like having a child, but with her, like you know, that was like.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
The only time, like the only time.
The way you said it just sounded like you're.
Well, I really like. We're gonna go ahead and segue into our vanilla shit. Okay. It's something that Weezy actually brought up. Do you want to talk about this show? And then we got some questions to you about it because it has to do with sex and movies.
Apparently,
and shit.
This movie is old. And actually, I posted it because I didn't even get to finish it yet. But you already remember, like, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So it's called Love, right? If you want to look it up on Netflix by Gaspar Noé, it has Zoe Kravitz's fiance in it. And if you've seen my braids, obviously I'm into Zoe right now. And
yeah, I like her. I
so
do like her.
She's the great. Movie starts and it's two people like touching each other, which I love because I love masturbating together and I was already into it. And
you
when
do
I
like that shit.
That's my jam, bitch.
And he full on like
when
full
I'm
on
tired, like I
camera.
Love. Yeah. So he came right on this girl's
hand.
Maybe in her mouth or in
her hand. And she like smeared that shit.
Wait, they showed the dick come?
Bro, you don't understand.
It's real.
So it's the most sexually explicit movie that's ever been on Netflix. So
Nymphomaniac's on there
well,
too.
Well, they said it's not as much as Nymphomaniac, and then I think Blue is the Warmest Color is a lesbian one, but he
Blue
also did that
color,
one.
Yeah.
So
I could see a dick come on Netflix.
Yeah, it's
bro,
graphic.
It's, so
it's real.
Good.
It's real.
So I looked it up and I was like, is this real sex? Like what's going on? So he says, the guy who made the film says, he wanted to have real people, not porn actors, create real sex.
Because he did that for Nympho.
Yes.
They edited the faces on the porn bodies.
He said that he...
Really?
Yeah. So this was just completely
and
real.
A prosthetic penis on a train.
I heard
scene.
About that, but I didn't know if that was real.
Yeah.
He says that with Carl Guzman, who's Zoe's fiance, one of the main characters, that he didn't see his dick before, but he knew a girl that he fucked, and he heard he was gifted.
It's crazy to even hear this because from what I've heard with even really big actors, when they have to do maybe when the director wants a nude scene or these type of sex scenes, they ask for more money sometimes to perform these ways. So to know that so to know that like the whole head and can't, like
bro,
now I want to go watch
came,
it. Wait, but is it a pink dick?
Is he black?
What is he?
I feel like he might have a little bit. I don't
know.
Yeah,
I think he's
I know
mixed.
He's a person. He's a boy of color.
He's
a person. I think he's mixed.
Okay,
yeah, I want
to watch that then.
But the threesome scene, oh my God, it was so real. I was so fucking turned on. I sent it to Scissors. I was like, yo, what's going the fuck down?
So I want to ask you then, and this is why like I thought it was a great segue to even like ask you because someone asked on our Instagram, how awkward is it acting like you're having sex on Insecure when you're not?
Oh man!
like, cause you got to do multiple scenes, right?
Yeah.
With someone that is as like, I didn't know Yvonne doesn't curse in her personal life or anything like that. Who is so
look? He's lying.
Oh yeah, I guess not. Yeah, she'll substitute words sometimes. Ones might slip up, but usually no. But I mean, she's a virgin in real life, so
that whole comedy show I went to see it,
yeah.
like nothing, and I didn't realize that until we were sitting at the table talking about it.
Yeah.
But like someone so quote unquote vanilla, I guess. And
how is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was crazy about it. She was the one that had to, like, comfort me about that shit because I'd never done that. And she has a whole season under her belt. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, true.
So, like, you know, getting my TV cherry popped by Virgin was interesting. And I was just like, actually, Die, one of our one of our costume designers, she's in our wardrobe department. She was the one that made me feel real comfortable because I was, like, nervous. I was like, whew, man. Because, like, you're cool. You think you're cool with it the right. whole time. And then a day comes, and I'm going in my trailer, and all I see from my wardrobe is a robe and a cock sock, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So that's what you have to put
you
over.
Stuff
okay.
your stuff. And not just your dick. You got to put your balls in it, too, and then you tighten it up. It's like, it's kind of like, you know what the those little sacks like where the sunglasses
I've looked it
come
up
in?
Because I'm disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you tight, that gives you, like, you know, you could tighten it. And then, so.
Did
I'm
you
like,
feel
wow.
like insecure, like it made you look too small?
Nah, I mean.
Did you get
nah,
hard?
You can't really,
that's what I was going to ask. Did you get hard? Hard?
We'll get to all that. Hold on. Nah, so the lady that was in the wardrobe department, she was like, I was sitting down. She was like, look over there. And she points over. So Yvonne was like talking to some of the writers or like the hair people. And she's like, ah, la, 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 you know, whatever, being normal and laughing or something. And she was like, you see how comfortable and cool she is? And I was like, yeah. She was like, and she's a virgin. She's like, you do this in real life, right? I was just like,
you a hoe in real life.
I was like, yeah. And then it was like, you know how she is. Like, if this was like something that uncomfortable, she would be like, no.
Right.
I was like, all right, okay, cool. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So that made me feel a little better. I also talked to some of the fellas like Jay and Alain and got some of their like, you know, advice on it. And we, you know, there was just one thing where like, because there is this thing when you're doing it in a studio. Like, when you take off that robe, there is a vulnerable, like, breeze that just hits your cheeks.
How many people do you think were in the room with you?
Well, you got your camera operators, your sound and director. It depends. It varies per set. Because, I mean, because if I'm fucking Will
Smith. Fuck that. I'm watching that.
If I'm Will Smith or George Clooney, I could be like, I only want one person in here, and that's going to happen. But you know,
ain't got
I'm
that
not there
yet.
Yet.
I
yeah.
got you.
So
yep.
Give me a couple years. But like,
we still calling you Dro, so I guess.
Right, yeah, exactly. Right. You know, they don't know my name. So, They close a set down, they'll shut down the monitors in other in other sections and just have theirs depending on who it is. And then they'll have whoever is absolutely necessary for the scene to work in there. And that was fine. But I'll tell you what, even like I'm doing a new show right now and I had a sex scene in there and it was even more, I was more nervous doing that because it was as close as you could get, like, you know, I mean, we both were naked because Yvonne, when we're doing it, she's not naked.
Right.
She's covered up, you know? I'm the one. So, like, that's one thing. But when we both are naked, like, the girl, like, there's this thing, like, for the pussy, they just have, like, this strip, you know? And then just for the nipples, like, cover up. Like, so, I mean, she's naked in front of me.
She's
yeah.
naked as fuck.
I'm naked. And then, like, there's a certain position we're doing. I was just like, man, this is graphic. I was like, wow. All right. So, I was nervous doing that because it's one thing, like, you know, because there's one part where she kind of has to start, like, you know, going down on me, and I'm standing up. So before we cut to the bed, she's, like, right here, and then she's, like, kissing on me, kissing down, and she's, like, going to go down on me. And obviously it cuts, but, like, they stop it. But, like, when she did that, I just remember one particular take, the last one, actually. She started going down, and I looked up, and I looked right into the eyes of the sound guy, and he was just like... And I was like, nigga, this shit like this weird. Like, it's not. So when people be like, oh, like, nigga.
So you almost got hard and then just like.
What? Like, not that I even almost got hard. It's just like, I'm experienced. So it's not like I'm going to get hard so easy like that.
Right.
Oh, okay. But excuse like, the fuck out of me.
Right. Excuse
but
me.
But I'm just saying,
see,
real life,
like there's
I
sexual
tension,
like when you know you're working with someone attractive. And
yes,
then, like, finally, you get to see
different.
Them like that. That's what I was thinking about. That's why I thought you would get turned on.
You would think so. Because
she's beautiful.
But how, like, that's like, okay, that's like, you know, let's just say right now, we're like, okay, boom. We about to shoot this right now, right?
Right.
But then we got these niggas looking at us, and then we got some other people here in the corner.
I like audiences. I ain't even going to hold you, so I'll be down for that shit. My pussy will be wet as fuck on set.
You say that?
My pussy will be wet as fuck on set.
What kind of audience?
Benson. How many times have you seen him? Now it would be weird, right?
No, like bitch. I be asking all my friends to watch me
but
fuck.
But see, that's your friends, but I'm talking about like a chubby, bearded, white guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not necessarily the audience you wanted, nigga.
I done been to sex clubs, too, though, and I ain't like everybody.
But it's
they
a
can watch.
Sex club.
I ain't like everybody in that bitch. But I was like, hey, y'all can still watch it.
But that's a sex club, nigga. This
Yo,
is
that's
like,
my
you know
greatest
saying?
Fear about when we take that sex trip. Like, I'm like, am I gonna have sex with
people? I'm sucking that nigga dick on the beach right in front of everybody.
That's dope.
Hey.
Yeah, that's
like,
dope.
No, but
I feel like I could do the beach setting, but like, don't put me in no
So
like,
I've been there. There's canopies, there's
you
pools.
Been there?
Oh, I've been there before, oh, yeah. So this will be fun. But I went with my homegirls last time. I didn't go with a dude. So mind you, the dude that I wanna bring, I'm waiting. I'm waiting because I'm like, nigga, if I have a boyfriend by then, you can't come anymore.
Oh, it's mad long, right?
What?
So I've been telling Scissors, right? Because she's like, I don't really want to fuck some random dude. I'm like, cool, we're going to bring the dick. It's cool. So
dope.
The only thing is, like, I'm wondering, like, are we all going to want to fuck somebody else? What are we in there?
Why not?
Well, and that's the thing, like.
Ain't that the hope?
Like, don't we like? Do we like swap? Do we like have to like time it out? We all three in one room? Or are we like, yo, I'm bringing this bitch back? Like, are you in or you not? Or like,
well, see, this can actually lead into our kink of the week because I have a way that maybe I can help you guys with this. So kink of the week is sexual role play. It also goes with you are a fucking actor. Yeah, hello.
Yes.
So I thought it just made sense, bitch. Yeah. Fuck you, because I know that sounded cheesy. Ho. So guys, this is very common. I don't know if we've done this before, but I want to get into it. So sexual role play is role play that has a strong erotic element. It may involve two or more people who act out roles in a sexual fantasy. It may be a form of foreplay and be sexually arousing. Many people regard sexual foreplay as a means of overcoming sexual inhibition. So if you're nervous,
oh my god, I already know mine.
So it may take place in the real world or via an internet forum, chat room, video game, or email, allowing for physically or virtually impossible erotic interest to be enacted. So
real I want to be the babysitter.
Real quick, bitch, before we get into that. Wait, you want to be a pedophile?
No,
I want to be like,
see, you know, look, the dad comes home.
Okay, okay, okay.
And
see, I'm look, sleeping. I'm thinking, bitch, you want to play with
like,
the kids?
Oh, you can stay here. And I'm like, I could do that shit.
Okay, so here, so I wanted to give some examples before we get into our role-playing fantasies.
Yeah.
So here's six examples for any of you who are interested in role-playing with your partners. So you have good cop, really good cop. So this is, you're waiting in the blank interrogation room with a cup of really bad coffee when who walks in but the sexiest detective on the force. But you'll never talk, no matter what his copper has up this sleeve.
Oh, I'm gonna get it out of
you. And then you get into it. This one, so Caucasian, this role-play, right, this is why people shit.
Yeah.
This role-play scenario has power dynamics, some coercion, and manipulation. Another one is a fun ride. So you could be a hitchhiker getting picked up.
Oh,
by
that's dope.
So there's that one.
I never thought of that.
You don't look.
No,
I like
that. There you go. There you go. I
you start with
the
road head.
You pick somebody up and she's like, oh, can I?
You know, and then you got to start with roadhead. Roadhead got to happen before you get to your destination.
That's the whole point of it. If you don't do it, then you kind of tricked off.
You want me to take you all the way to La Siena? Good damn.
You know, while
you live off the 405?
That was my proud family LA reference right there.
Hey, while he driving,
I didn't know that it was real until I was recently, like, yeah.
You didn't know La Siena was a real place?
La Siena Boulevard.
I was in the car with Erica. We were just talking about her that played in Insecure, too. Shout out to Erica Dickerson. And I remember
Church Bay.
Yeah. And I'm like, bitch, like the name.
I'm done. So another one. This is actually one I've had a fantasy of. So teacher and pupil.
Yes.
So I'm not gonna lie. I used to love the motherfucking basketball coaches, bitch. Well, clearly, but they were the PE teachers too.
You just always.
And now, if you would have known how much they made back then,
bitch. Oh yeah, right. I ain't even gonna hold you. Right.
Unless it's like at a high end private school, nigga.
Nigga, please. They still was 65.
Bro, 35. Oh, I'm thinking 35,000.
No, you said high end private school.
Oh, okay.
Some of them, making six figures. Like the niggas at Mater Dei.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Probably even like the big schools that are good with basketball. School, yeah. Like Oak Hill and shit.
Yeah, nigga. Oh, my God. Don't ever trust a girl that know what Oak Hill is. So, my nigga, don't ever. She fucking with a hooper every season, nigga.
You.
What the fuck is that? Nigga, where Kevin Durant go?
Yo, chill. Chill. So I used to have a sports blog, first off.
Respect.
Thank you very
respect.
Much.
I'll
for
give you
five
that.
Years,
respect.
I was credentialed media with the NBA for 2 seasons.
I bet.
Like, yes, let's not. Motherfucker.
But you gotta admit, that's hilarious, nigga. Yeah. That is hilarious.
Well, I was a very, very huge, growing up, I was a very huge Melo fan. So,
oh, yeah,
yeah, so
dumb.
I mean, it just makes sense. Obviously. And then Syracuse.
You probably had the old kill jersey.
I did, and I had a Syracuse jersey. I was in love with him.
Love it.
So another one is the Boston assistant. Of course, go figure.
Yeah, of course.
French maid, I could see Weezy doing that.
Yeah, she loves
it. But I don't know,
shit.
You cleaning up
somebody
else?
Shit,
see,
she gonna be down
submissive
for.
Shit, that's what I said. I could see you in a whole
submissive.
Little maid outfit and shit. Oh my God.
And then that nigga telling you, I clean out stuff, start spanking. I listen to a lot.
Another one, doctors and nurses. I think that's basic.
Yeah,
and then this one I really liked, expecting a package, home delivery. Bitch, the home.
Oh,
yes. So yeah. I put this in a lot of porns that I watch.
Put the dick
it's the
on
plumber.
The
I'd rather have a handyman.
It could be So I was gonna go the handyman,
service.
The plumber, or DirecTV nigga who fixing your cable, bitch.
I'm gonna be Wi-Fi nigga.
And, bro, Spectrum coming.
Wi-Fi bae. So
yeah, Wi-Fi.
This leads me into asking you. First off, I'm curious. Has anyone yet asked you to be Joe from Insecure in the bedroom?
I mean, I've had requests.
What are you, seriously?
But not in my real life.
Not in your real life?
Oh, like Twitter and shit?
I feel like, first of all, for someone to ask that, I mean, they'd have to be someone that doesn't know me at all. Because I feel like if you know me and to ask that.
I ain't going to lie, maybe Dro better than you. Maybe Joe kind of more swaggy than Rosalonis.
Like, puts a certain like mentality in my head.
I mean, shit.
Here's the only thing I can say.
You be real confident on that show, nigga. You might have not had that confidence.
Right, right, right.
If you could play that married nigga, and it's like, oh, you're going to fuck me while your wife is like calling
you?
Yeah,
like, see, so
that could be the Joe.
You know,
what's the wife's name again? Candace?
Candace, yeah.
So I want to ask you guys, I guess this is where we'll get into.
Yeah.
So if you could have a role-playing fantasy, what would your ideal role-play scenario be? We'll start with the guests. Well, we know you.
Threesome one for sure. Babysitter. They come home and like the kid
the mom
is asleep.
And dad.
Yeah, yeah. And like even though there's no kid in the house, because I'm already like really thinking I'm gonna do this, especially when we get to a sex resort, bitch. Because they got theme night.
They do.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. So there's toga night. There's lingerie night. There's like all these. There's
sisters already like, oh my god, you're gonna wear the schoolgirl skirt. I'm like down. But yes. Babysitter, we're gonna like fuck really quiet because I love to fuck and have to be quiet where there's like a hand.
Right, right,
my mouth.
Right, right.
Okay.
That creates a lot of tension.
And then I kind of want the dad to fuck me first, and then like obviously the mom comes in and it's like, oh my god, I'm sorry, and I have to eat her pussy.
I have an awful one, so we're gonna go to you.
Okay,
mine is awful.
What is it?
No, because mine is like really bad. So I'm not gonna lie, like, so, and I'm not gonna say the name of the person, but I have like this fantasy of being fucked by a guy and his dad. Like a fine dad, though.
This is not the you said this at our live show.
Did I? Yeah.
But you didn't
it's
say
a fantasy. We can role play. Like maybe you got an older friend. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, that's your daddy, nigga.
And a nigga, older friend's only like 9 years older than him.
Nigga, but y'all can have babies at any time.
Right.
Y'all shoot out sperm shoot early.
You can fuck brothers or something.
I mean, I've done that, but like step. They were step.
They
didn't have the same dad. They didn't have the same dad.
That reminded me of Bridesmaids when she was like,
that don't count.
They're
basically friends.
Step. We're not real brothers. So that would be kind of my, like, I would want to kind of like, you know, be on some shit like that. I don't know. Maybe we all playing cards or something.
That's some whole shit, bitch. I'm not going to lie to you. I literally just sat here with the porn star we had on Nina K about how disgusting the fucking incest porn was. And that really
is that incest?
Yeah, it's absolutely incest.
Stepbrothers? Like if a
no, a dad and the son? That's like mother daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is mother daughter? Oh, it is. It's but they ain't got to touch each other.
But you
got to
ask me, though, like on my end. I know, yeah, on my end.
What do
like,
you want?
If a mother and daughter and they both was bad as hell and they both wanted to fuck me, I'm not caring about
you're
that.
You're not
he
thinking
told
of
us
it.
That story. Remember, he fucked a mother and
he
daughter?
He did fuck
we
a mother and daughter.
We went on another podcast and this guy told us a story.
Damn.
Shout out to Premium Pete.
You heard that story?
Yeah, shout out Premium Pete. So we back to you now,
Right.
Sorry. What is your fantasy?
That was my name.
Because, I mean, I've done some of these stuff before.
Oh, wait. So share maybe an experience of when you role played. I would like to hear that.
Man. I did one, like, okay, well, the first time I did it was, like, some easy to, like, ease my way into it. It was, like, going to this girl I was fucking with was going to a party that she invited me to, but then like the whole thing was to act like we didn't know each other at all. And like she actually went with a dude who was trying to fuck with her, but it's to his expense. Like she was like she went with him, but like the whole it was to feed into the whole thing of me taking her from him
at
the party and then fucking her in the bathroom.
That's why I always say if I ever have a threesome with two men, it's mainly because I want to have my man there and then like flirt with like the bartender or some shit, have him fuck me and then get punished fucked because I was bad.
Yeah, that sounds cute.
But that's not necessarily a train. That's like a train with a transfer. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, that's all.
That's not a train.
That's
a
what I'm
train
saying.
With
not,
a
I'm
transfer?
Saying it's not a threesome. Like that nigga's just like, you know, you gotta get off and go
you
to the next.
You know what? We don't have time
I do agree. Oh, but I do agree. If you're just letting one fuck you, then you fuck the next person. That's a train. Like
maybe
threesome is when everyone's together.
Well, no, to me, a train is when two niggas fucking a girl at the same time, right?
No, that's a threesome.
Oh, you guys are one of those. You guys don't like that.
Don't do this.
Are we
don't
one
do,
of those?
We're one of those.
Not your light skin ass nigga. No, you're not gonna do this.
I'm asking you.
We're one of those.
If two women was like, we ran a train on Sharonis, I'd be like, they show fucking dead, nigga. What the fuck is like? Oh my god.
No, we had
you
a threesome.
You guys made it negative. You guys made it negative. There's slang to everything.
Men made it negative.
Yo, we can't put.
They show dead. They show. Did, but what? So did women.
Why are you hot?
I'm burning
my
up.
Bad.
Bitch, you the one with the least amount of clothes on in here. How the fuck you hot?
Right.
Anyways, we're going to go ahead now. We are going to get into...
Oh, but sorry, real quick. Anything
finish?
I will say, though, anything that has to do in a professional setting or a desk for some reason.
Oh, that's
like
hot.
The whole, like that's I always hot. Said, like the teacher thing or like a corporate type of thing, like where it's like a a meeting and I gotta go like give her talking to. I don't know.
I have you do meetings in real life.
But like I've definitely done, absolutely. So it's like even stuff like that, or like now that I'm an actor, I'm like
now that I'm an actor,
like but not like no like
famous,
not that I'm like that. I would do this, not that I would do this because I'm extremely professional, but like. I would for sure fucking my trailer if like I was reckless. If I was as professional,
are you
like,
allowed
that
to invite girls on set at all?
I mean, you could, but I'm just like I said, I'm a professional, so I wouldn't, you know.
Okay.
But not, I wouldn't want to invite a girl. It'd be like something. It would be the fantasy is like to play this out is like, you know, like another somebody on the set, and then even
you
if,
have to, like,
but
sneak
even
into
if
each
it's like
shit.
Even if it's a girl that's like, you know,
that's hot.
Doing like, you know, camera work or something like that, or like the sound check or whatever, like even if it's like that, and then there's this thing where, you know, we kind of signal and then go to the trailer.
I wish me and my work husband were sexually attracted to each other,
yeah,
because that would work so great. Yeah, I could tell you, this studio right now, we're at Gotham Podcast Studio, by the way, y'all, the bathroom, I looked around, there's no cameras over there, and I always thought about fucking in that bathroom, but like there's nobody to fuck,
yeah,
you know.
Well, hi, I get, maybe that's a hint.
Hi. So,
so scissors can kill me and this nigga.
Wait, so like you scissors claiming this bitch
nah,
now?
I'm just playing.
I'm telling you, yo, she's in a relationship.
Yeah, you're like, yes.
I told you, you're in a relationship. I saw
I don't
the
know
post.
Why you keep saying that.
I saw the post. Okay, all right. There's rules.
There's rules. What are these rules?
Well, look, here's my thing. If
she's
if
letting
you
me
post
fuck
a nigga,
two niggas. She's like,
she's letting you fuck two niggas?
Exactly. And she, and what? And what else? What's the main thing I said that makes you in a relationship?
No bitches.
And she can't fuck with another bitch.
Oh, yeah.
She's
but
in a relationship.
No,
but hold
she,
on.
You are.
Hold on. This is a very pivotal moment for her and I because, like I said, we dated years ago, right? And like, we
y'all have evolved, y'all grown. This might be a little
right,
different.
Now, like, she's never had a threesome. I'm not saying I've had a million of them, but.
But you.
So.
Right, a lot. A whole lot.
Because that's
lot,
my jam.
Lot,
I love threesomes.
Lot,
I feel
lot.
Like you're the most connected to two people like that. Like, I'm.
That's
threesomes
amazing.
Are sacred to me, bro. Like, I love that shit. I would not waste my time fucking, like, some dude just because he's cute. Like, if we're.
Yeah,
we got chemistry.
Yeah,
that.
I like threesomes.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like I like threesomes, but I don't. But, like, I only like
it's
them
a
sometimes.
Mood thing.
Like,
it's a mood
when
thing
a nigga be
people.
Like, you gonna bring a bitch, I get so dry. Like,
yeah,
don't
weird.
Ask me. Like, I just want it to kind of happen.
Thank you for saying that.
I hate that.
Niggas need to hear that shit. I try to tell them, I'm like, look, like, it's always best when you not, as a man, not forcing, you gotta like,
don't even bring it
let
up.
Let the woman
yeah.
be the captain of that shit. Be the fucking passenger.
Well,
and then
the
when
thing.
It's time to go, be the captain of the
not
ship.
Every
that
woman is into
but,
women.
But that's the thing.
And
but,
these niggas is pushing
well,
us.
These niggas know that I'm into women. So I think that that's why it's like a,
I hate
oh yeah,
like
you like women.
Friend.
So yeah, let's
but
have
even
a threesome.
Then, you could
I don't
like
that.
But my thing is, I'd rather like, instead of being so direct, I'd rather allude to shit. Like, you know, or like, you know, I knew like, I remember talking to this one chick, I knew she was more gay than she was straight. I'll tell you that much. Like literally, it would only be me ever so often if she was feeling like in that mood. She'd be like, "Oh, my bad." She was like, "Yeah." She's like, ever so often she hit me up for that, but like, I might just be like, "What you think about this girl?" Whatever, you know. If I'm just on Instagram or something like that, or she'll talk about girlfriend. I'm like, "She alright," and then we'll start kind of talking about chicks, and then it kind of will go into like, would she fuck her?
Would we fuck her?
You know what I'm saying?
But that's what's like, happening, and it's great because we never did that. I would talk about niggas before, and she would get super jealous. So right now, I sent her a dude that I fucked, and she was like, he cute. And I was like, yeah, man, he cute.
Is he?
And now it's working like that. So, like, I've sent her two, and I'm like, listen, these going to be our threesome possibilities, okay?
Right.
Both them niggas don't live here, so pretty much fuck neither she do she. So I gotta like pray to God that they're both on a plane at the same time coming to New York. This is a lot of fucking work, bro.
But that sounds too complicated.
But
no,
I don't want to waste my time and just fuck
actually
some random
fuck that.
Dude.
Why don't you just that nigga better have bread if he getting a threesome? Tell his ass fly both y'all hoes out, put y'all up nice. Since you just hand out threesomes, bitch, get a trip out of it, ho.
It's not like we're handing out
make that nigga
threesome.
Fly you out, bitch. I got pussy and
I don't
another
get
pussy.
Flued out. You know, she got to go on a date first. We got to warm her up. You know, she got to go for drinks. And then.
I'll tell you, a free trip always warm a bitch up. That's how I used to get all bitches.
I'm weak.
Listen, my nigga going to fly us out.
She get that shit out of me.
You could get room service, girl, whatever you want, baby.
I don't know what is it about me. Like, unless, like, you. I don't know what it is about me, but for some reason, I'm like. I just feel disrespected if, like...
Is you flowing bitches out?
I gotta, like, fly a bitch out.
Why?
Oh, God, because he's full of himself. I'm
because,
too good. I'm
like,
too good looking to fly a bitch out.
Like, bitch, you got a, like, because me, I know I'm going to fuck with a girl who has something to lose, who's doing well for herself.
Right.
You know, good I don't like you. These little
bum bitches.
They don't
have time to take off.
Good for you.
I'm like, yo, like, my, now here's what I do. I'll go half. If I'm the one like, yo,
nigga,
come,
hold
yeah,
on.
I'll go half on the
You're
flight.
Splitting flights
I will split.
On HBO?
Yeah.
I'm dried up.
Yeah,
dry
absolutely.
As fuck.
Yeah, well, I'm flaccid too, bitch. If you want me to fly you out, you're going to get soft dick then, because that don't turn me on. I'm
what
like, why
fuck?
Do I got to, you know why? I'll tell you why. I don't like this, like, the way that, like, the way
Here we
the
go.
Time we're in now.
Mm,
it's such
a,
it, to me, Come like, on. It's such a, like, a, it's such a nasty ass rapper type fucking with these weak bitches type shit. Like, uh-huh. To me, that's what it's for. Like, to me, if you want to fuck with me, cool. Because my thing is this. I'm always going around, right? I'm always going, like, to place. I'm always going whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's like, if you want to come, if you're the one pressing it, I'm like,
That's
what?
Why I'm pressing.
Sure,
like,
why, let me why just stop
I,
you.
Why would I fly you out?
The girl lives in, I don't know, Minneapolis. You live in L.A.
Uh-huh.
If she lived in L.A., you would have taken her on some dates, right? Before you fucked her. You would have taken her out. You would have been chivalrous.
You probably.
So,
you, who knows? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I definitely have had sex plenty of times
without having
sure,
to do that.
Sure, but like, I'm just saying, like, I don't really see what's. I don't know. To me, it's a very.
I'm not gonna lie. When it comes to me with booking flights, the only way I am either booking my own flight or considering going half is I'm with that person. Like, that's it.
See,
like,
now it's different. See, if I'm with that person, I will fly her out.
Okay, but see, and
that's different.
Well, to me, because
I don't want to give relationship benefits to a bitch.
No, but see, no, to me, real quick, let me finish. No, let me finish, because to me, a relationship in that sense is like is an investment. I'm investing into this relationship.
I'm taking care of you.
Yeah, but no, see, I think opposite. I'm not flying myself to just go get dick. Do you know how much dick there is available? Why the
no,
fuck
I
gotta
don't,
fly
bitch.
Myself to
well,
get dick?
Well, I'm a fun nigga. You're not just gonna get dick. We're gonna do some fun shit. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, we can do fun shit.
I'll pay for that stuff once you're here, but I'm not gonna fly you out.
We do fun shit.
Here's my thing.
Fun
I'm not
shit
about to
dick.
That shit is more expensive
but no,
than a flight.
Here's what I'm saying. Man, what? What are you talking about? Nigga, I'm hooked up, nigga. So, anyways.
Right.
You know
all this
saying?
Shit free anyway.
Yeah,
y'all
fuck
going
out
to
here,
free
nigga.
Movie screenings and
Niggas
shit.
Gonna have fun
getting
time
your popcorn and soda for
here's
free.
What
Get
I'm
the
saying.
Fuck out of here.
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. I got to really fuck with you to put money toward. Like, I really fuck with you. That's fine. But
That's
my
what
thing,
I'm saying.
I don't want to give, like, for a girl, like, you know, if you're just going to come out, like, we know what it is, like, whatever. Like, I'm not about to give you some relationship type benefits. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're just like a random chick, like on some shit like that. And on top of that, girls are so fucking whack these days with the clout chasing screenshots, exposing niggas. I'm not about to give you nothing for you to be like, that's why you flew me out, nigga, blah, blah, blah. Bitch, no, you're not
Do
getting
you feel
none
like
of that
flying
shit.
A girl out makes you more obligated to her time? That's the only thing.
Fuck yeah. If I fly a bitch out because I'm
she
like,
she
gotta
be with you the whole time.
Like, to me, like. Well, also, here's what I'm thinking. If I'm flying her out, she's most likely staying with me. That's what I'm thinking. I don't think
That's
I'm gonna fly her out
said,
and she's gonna be in her own shit doing her own thing. Why am I gonna fly you out
when
and you're gonna be doing
I
your own shit?
I will pay for my own flight. I thought you were gonna say if I'm not staying with you. Because to
know.
Me,
but
when
see,
a dude flies me out, I'm with him.
But
yeah.
See, no, but see, but this, well, that too. But this is my problem too. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's an ego thing. But when I fly my like
an ego thing for me
for all the every time I go on a trip, like say Atlanta yeah. or Chicago or any of these cities that I've been to recently, fucking Baltimore. Like anytime I fly myself out. And niggas hit me, I'm like, nigga, you ain't bring me here. Fuck you. And I don't feel obligated to meet up with no nigga, give no nigga no pussy, none of that. Because, bitch, I'm here on my own time. I'm going to move on my own
of
time.
Of course not.
And then I feel like, wait, you didn't go
You're
out of
You're not obligated
your,
either
but
way.
But to me, I feel like you didn't go out of your way to bring me to see. You didn't go out of your way to bring yourself to me. Therefore, just because I'm in your city, I don't believe in that whole, I'm in town, what's up? Like, no.
I thrive.
No, I don't. See, I'm sure the fuck you
I
do.
Thrive.
You one of them niggas. I don't like y'all niggas.
It's women that,
I be
it's
like,
y'all
enjoy
fault.
The city. Enjoy the city, nigga.
I feel right, a little guilty, nigga. Bro, because I...
All right,
anyway,
nigga.
Let's go ahead. We're going to get into the horrible decision, because while we're actually talking about this,
yeah.
it actually leads to our horrible decision. Bet. So, I like the title of it. It's called Blue Checked Boxes, because you got a blue check or whatever. so, it's called Blue Checked Boxes. So, I wanted to talk about the checked boxes we have in our mind in terms of dating.
Okay.
So, like, for me... I know I like tall men, so they have to be tall. They have to have X amount of money they make. Mm-hmm. I'm getting weary on the kid thing right now, just because I'm getting older. But so there's certain things that when we date, we sit here and say, this is a deal breaker. This is what I want. Mm. So I wanted to talk about how many of the checked boxes does someone have to have for you to make them your girlfriend or you their boyfriend?
Right.
And then kind of what are the deal breakers in you making someone not your boyfriend or girlfriend?
Oh, I feel so guilty. When you say kids, I think I can't deal with a woman with kids.
A woman?
Yeah. I don't think I could either.
I feel really guilty to say it. I really do. Because my friends
I was like
kids.
That for a long time, obviously, until I had my
Only own. Because Clearly. Of the timing. Like, it's hard. Dudes with kids generally don't have them all the time.
Bullshit. So my thing is I'm getting older now.
I don't care if you have them 5 days a week. As long as there's two where we can kick it, fine. But like with women.
You're saying they don't have them like.
Yeah, no.
Have them have
we don't
like
have
custody.
Them a lot. Nah, right, yeah, right. The mother so, like, is obviously going to have them
I
a lot
feel
of
like
time.
Dating a mother, it's a lot more strenuous. I'm like, I would. I
yeah,
because
that's 24/7. Like, you're going to wait till. You're gonna
and
have to
I have to really, like,
time.
Commit to that shit. So it would be. And I think the reason people stray from that is because, or even men, I know that if I started dating a woman with kids, like, if I start caring about you, then I have to fully invest in that kid.
Yeah.
Too.
I'm telling you, yeah, you got to wait for mommy time for you to get anything going
yeah.
on.
But with a man. I feel like...
You got days without a child, so yeah, you're good.
Bro, I don't care. I'm telling you, at least 4 days, 5 days, whatever.
But like, I know, like, a couple who basically have, like, they go, like, Thursday to Thursday. With
yeah, there's
so,
different,
like, then you're
so,
gonna
yeah.
have, there's different people that have, so, like,
I,
yeah.
I was about to say, I was dating a guy who had, like, his kid, like, 3 days a week.
Right.
And to me, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, this is probably why I don't want kids. I'm such a selfish person.
Oh, God.
So I'm not gonna lie. So to me, also with dating, like, I want someone invested in me. And Absolutely. In real life, if you have children, I feel like now I may be the third or fourth woman in your life because you're gonna have your kids before me. Your yeah. mom is gonna be before me. And I'm not gonna lie. And more times than not, the baby mom does like kind of. In a lot of situations, maybe not all, yeah. because a lot of niggas are, but that is the mother of their child. And yeah. a lot of men go back to their baby moms for whatever connection sure, that I they have. So. Yeah. And so with me, with dating men with kids, it's more so like, damn, I have to sit here and know I'm never going to be number one.
Yeah.
I can never be number one.
I don't know. I mean,
that's kind of a
we
thing
know
with
a
me.
Successful relationship, Sarita and Alan. Like, they have a blended family. They don't have kids together. They have four. They've been together 10 years.
I mean, well, there are blended families that do work.
There's
but
no
to
absolute
me,
anything.
No, there's not. There's not.
It's, but, like, I don't know. I haven't said that I haven't seen success with at least my male friends with kids. Like, they love their girl. Like, I mean, a real man is going to make right. it work between the two of you. I dated a dude with a kid, and he made it very comfortable
here's what
for
I was,
me and
here's what
moms.
I say about that. Like, I never understood the whole, like, you know, there's always, like, seems like to be this priority list, right? Obviously... Zen, that's my daughter's name for the ones that don't know that. But Zen is going to be to the Most High, right?
Of course, yes.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the woman I'm in love with is also going to be very high. It's just different
right.
lanes.
You
of know
course,
what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, my mother is going to be up high too as well. I'm not going to be like, oh, that's before. Like, I'm never going to have this you versus that. That's never, because to me, you create that in a sense when you're always like, well, you know, you get in an argument, I hear niggas be like, well, nigga, you never going to become before my mama or before my daughter.
Right?
Like, that's idiotic to me.
And
like,
that's
why?
What I'm saying. So a lot of men will do that. And that's where I feel like it's not even women doing that.
Yeah,
but
you
when you get into arguments, those are the things that
yeah,
come up.
I would,
or
so
say a mother doesn't like the girl you're dating. Then
yeah.
that becomes a power
yeah,
dynamic.
And that, I don't give a fuck about that. See, I'm a grown man, so my mom could be like, here's
what
I understood.
What?
No. The mother.
Oh, that's any man. That's not a man with a kid.
No.
But he's saying, that holds weight.
That holds weight.
Yeah, like if mom says I don't like them, then the guy kind of gets a little, some guys do. Me, I wouldn't give a fuck. I'd be like, okay, mom, well, that's
yeah,
too
your
bad
mama
for you.
Not sucking your
you
dick.
Know what I'm saying?
That's what I say. Fuck that shit.
My mom
not
doing
anything
for me.
That bitch ain't sucking your dick like me, nigga. No, I'm just like,
that's what I said.
Don't call my mom no bitch.
I was like, oh, is Jesus sucking your dick?
Right. Why the fuck are you going?
Right.
So, okay, so it looks like we would all be down, like, we're okay if you have kids. It's not a deal
okay
breaker.
That, yeah.
So I want to ask
you. If I dated a dude with a kid and it got real serious, I may not have a kid if they don't want one. Like,
well, see,
we got one.
That's
got
my yeah. thing. I don't want kids. So now that's why I feel like I'm more accepting of men who have them.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to sit here and say, I don't want kids, and then tell him, I ain't going to have no kids with you. So a lot of times men who have kids already, they've reached a point where they're like, oh, well, I really don't want any
my
more.
My priority
right.
with
so,
kids have changed. At I first, I thought I wanted my own baby. Now I realize I just enjoy having a kid in my life, whether it's a close friend.
I just
kid.
Want a dog.
I want my own.
I just I
want
a dog.
Yeah.
Do you?
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead.
You got
up the
one
club.
Cute one? Uh-huh. You're like, oh, I could do this again. Oh,
shit, this one's adorable. I
yeah,
need two more.
So what are deal breakers for you in dating?
Well, as far as checking
money.
The boxes off, I do know this. Like,
right, facts.
Like, I'm very spiritually led in a way. So, like, I'm always just drawn to a certain type of energy. And sometimes, I don't necessarily have the words to say what that necessarily is, but I do know, like, the way I am, I've worked on myself, you know, and I attract a certain type of people, and I just know I get along with everybody I attract in my life at this point. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily everybody I meet I'm cool with, because I'll read them and I'll be like, not for me, right?
Yeah.
But like, so I do like spiritually drawn women. I'm not, honestly, okay, so I'm not religious. So like a girl that's like mad religious,
I can't do it.
Because we're gonna disconnect and just have so many disagreements.
When I
on
see
shit.
God's first on someone's like, or God in a bio, I freak out.
Chill. I'm not gonna lie, I was just with a guy.
I just get worried.
He took me out on Saturday.
You get worried? No, nah, you believe in God? I'm so
no,
worried.
No, not even that. But no, like, it, but it's also weird because it's not like it's not in my life. So like, I just went out with this guy on Saturday, and the only reason I went back to his house is because I was throwing up. He got me so fucking drunk. Damn. It was so bad. So we ended up like, I slept with him, but we didn't do anything. I was right. Shit-faced.
Right.
Woke up the next morning, he was getting dressed. And I was like, it's Sunday.
Yeah, I got
like, nigga, lay back down.
Morning service and evening service.
Mind you, but it was like, it was already like 10:45. So I'm like, where? He's like, oh, I can make the 11 o'clock service.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to go home and go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I felt like, oh, this probably could be my thing.
Our life would be so
like,
different. Yeah, if you're like, that dedicated Sunday, to not be like, I'll go next
like,
week.
Nigga, you're really about to get up and go to church. Yeah.
And
like,
my
like,
thing, it's not so much about the God talk. Like, I could talk about God or high energy all the time. It's like specifically
I like
energy. Jesus or like when they, it's like specific
well,
religions.
Well, because
when they
you
start
know that
specific.
That's a specific thing.
Yeah,
and
I'm like,
and then like the tithing and the money. I'll tell you this. All of the friends that I have in my life right now, like, I just realized I was drunk on a plane yesterday and my friends were texting me, love you. Or goodbye or whatever. Any friend that calls me says that when they hang up. Any friend hugs me, touches my face, like they show me they care about me and they're affectionate. When I meet men like my friends, total turn on for me because I know that they're also passionate people. And that's really all it is. And that could be an energy thing too, right? When you're on that same frequency, like that's really what it is. And it doesn't take you a long time to even notice when you meet someone like that.
Not at all. For me, it's in that first interaction. I know.
Right.
Like I feel like I've been blessed with an intuition and a self-awareness where I could kind of just I haven't been wrong so far in this past couple of years, like when I'm like, okay, I can continue on in my life with a connection or communication with this person.
Yeah.
And so far, like none of them have disappointed me or anything. You know?
I've been blessed with a big dick radar. So I would like to think that's a blessing in itself. Okay. I really don't have problems.
I usually
have
curvy
dick
women,
radar, but I know when people will fuck me good.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. I wanted to ask you guys now with these preferences, maybe because y'all know I got a height preference, bitch. Yeah. I know we got 15 minutes and then we'll do what? I got this.
You're like 5 minutes.
This is what I do. Thank you very much.
So what the fuck do you think I do?
I'm just saying, I got this. I've already been checking.
Girl, I mean, should
she,
I take myself
me
off
right
cover?
No, but I got this. We'll do 30 minutes. I got this. So we got 15 minutes left. So I want to. Damn.
I got this.
So I got this.
Like,
me
and Sharon is today.
This happens all the time?
I mean, you know.
Okay.
All of the time.
I don't want a special occasion.
All of the time.
If we had a fight on this episode with you, nigga, you shouldn't even. Oh, it would have been really weird.
So I guess this is a question that was asked by a listener before we wrap up the horrible decision.
Yeah.
Bitch. I was getting there.
Okay.
What happens when someone doesn't check the boxes for a relationship, but you still want them around? How do you handle casual sex with someone who wants more?
Well,
so it's a two-part question.
Yes.
So you have someone that doesn't necessarily check the boxes of a relationship, but you still want that person around.
Okay. But like, so, but does that. Are they talking about, does a person want a relationship still?
So that's where the second part comes from.
Okay, reread that for me again.
When fucking him, but...
Yeah, so
hold on, let her reread that for me,
so
please.
So what happens when someone doesn't check the boxes for a relationship, but you still want to be around them?
And around them in what way?
So, like, I'm not going to lie. There's people who I like to fuck who I probably would never see myself being with.
So then
what
you just
have casual sex at the end,
so the casual sex part
can we answer the first part first and then so like, I would say the first part is in then you just continue on like that if as long as you're honest about it and don't take no choice away from somebody then just continue on like that if that's not okay with the other person then you just got to get out your selfish ways and let that person do them and
so
then,
that's where the second part comes in because I'm not gonna lie I feel like this isn't something that's often communicated like a guy will sit here and still be and maybe give a boyfriend experience or you're maybe now fucking raw but you don't want to be with that person so the second part and this is actually one of the questions from Instagram how do you handle casual sex with someone who wants more so now you're maybe in the situation right okay you're shaking your head so how does that work because I'm sure you've been like oh we've been fucking 3 months. I want more.
I've been there.
No, this is just from the thing. Yeah. We got one home mail. That's it.
I've been there. So to do that, to be honest, you don't continue that because in my selfish ways in the past, I had continued it, and I kind of, it was like, even though I was verbally, because niggas, we shamefully do this a lot. I was verbally telling her what I meant, but my actions weren't always being the same as that, right?
So I was
bullshitting in a way where, like, I was kind of dangling the carrot in front of her, as like what we like to call it. So I was dangling the carrot in front of her to continue this sexual relationship, right?
Right.
And so, and I know she wanted more, so I would kind of give her enough to keep coming back, right? Now, you got to understand, though, at this point, I was immature in my life. I was so
manipulated sitting across the table.
I was.
Right. But this is what a lot of guys do.
This is why you seem like you can actually
speak well. We don't have many straight men on here that actually can get some, that makes sense.
Really,
so, like, I really want you to explain this because I feel like a lot of us women get into these situations.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, explain from the male perspective why the fuck y'all do this shit.
Yeah, so because, well, I mean, first of all, commitment is like fucking, you know, one of the scariest things to a nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, monogamous commitment, at least. You know, I could be committed to someone, but I don't have to be monogamous if we agree on that.
Right.
I don't like when people be like, oh, you can't be in a committed relationship. I can be.
It's the monogamous part.
A lot of people think they're like, oh, well, if you want to fuck someone else, like, look, sexual desires don't necessarily mean anything else within finding a partner. Like, I could want to fuck other people, but want you for the rest of my life.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, I agree.
But to go back to it, like, I was subconsciously doing this at that time. Like, I wasn't quite, I was lying to myself in a way, to the point, like, you lie to yourself so much, you start convincing yourself. I think we've all done this in certain parts of our lives, you know, where there's like, well, the job pays well, but you hate it and you want to leave or something like that, you know? So you lie to yourself to convince you, like, oh, I'm staying here for like more years than I should.
Right. Yeah.
But like,
6 more months.
So I feel it. When I was doing that, and it came to a point where I was doing some self-realization where I was just like, you know, I don't, like, what would it be like to not lie to myself at all, right? And I was, like, sitting down having this conversation with myself, really. And I was realizing I've done that to him where I'm like, damn, I give them enough. I give them enough affection. I give them good dick, might I add. And then I take them out.
Subjective.
And to their subjection, they agree. So then, and then I take them out. You know, I'm cool with their friends. I make everybody laugh. I make them laugh. You know, I treat them well. I respect them as human beings. I respect them. I'm not disrespectful. And I realize I'm doing that, but then I'm not, there's like certain steps, the next level stuff that I'm not doing, you know? So like, I won't be as consistent in their life because I know consistency will run into that conversation of commitment and a relationship. And when I was realized I was doing that, I was like,
meeting the parents. That was one of the shit on Insecure. Yeah. Like bringing that's someone important. Around family. Yeah. Like
family.
When I met parents, I was like, oh, he wants to be.
He want me. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
my ex, but, like me and her little brother was cool out the rip. I knew that. I met my first girlfriend's parents, her whole family, and her little sister became someone I was cool with for a while before me and her like broke up and stuff. So like that stuff, like all that stuff, like yeah, that's a. But I would put a wall right there. You know, and like to avoid that stuff and then just give her all the like.
How do we read this wall?
I think to me, I mean, you got to ask yourself, okay, like, how consistent is he in your life? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then if you are wanting a relationship, to the women out there, if you want a relationship, there's questions that you're going to have to ask him, right? Ask those questions. How is he answering those questions?
Right.
Is he running around it? Is he direct?
I told you I ain't want nothing from the beginning.
You know what makes niggas every time? I feel like it's classic, but it always works. But it generally works because it'll push you away from a nigga that you don't need to be with.
Uh-huh.
Bro, when you stop being on a dick, like even when I'm consistently trying, like, you know what? I see this is going nowhere. I'm done. Suddenly, bam. These niggas want to do
But that's
everything.
An ego thing. But that's still
it's
a man.
Just an ego
that's
thing.
Still a man being manipulative.
Even if it's just
like,
an ego thing, some men then realize
it can
like,
be,
oh,
but it
I
can't be a wake
up
call. It can't
and
be.
Now you know what? I don't want you out of my life. And then it's like, oh, I'm already fucking other niggas.
Well, let's go ahead. Let's rush. Let's we gotta hurry up. Weezy said, "Oh my God, we gotta go. We gotta
go." I don't have time for our patrons.
We gonna do our patron episode. We just do the questions. We got you. So we're gonna get into our home mail. It's called "Deprived of Life's Pleasures." Hey, ladies, love the show. Thanks for being the pick me up I need during my morning commute or in the office at my desk. Our listeners have jobs. Need you to know. I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 2 years now. I love him to death. He's literally my best friend. We don't argue. He's borderline perfect. The sex was great. So for personal health reasons, he just hasn't been in the mood for sex in quite some time. I'm talking 3 to 4 months. We just haven't been fucking.
Fuck.
I'm trying to be the understanding girlfriend, but your girl is frustrated. My sex drive has always been on 100, and listening to the podcast plus watching porn has me wanting to try new things, or at least keep doing the old things, something. He just ain't feeling it. All the toys in the world can't sum up to the real thing, and I just find myself super tense and grumpy over little shit.
Damn.
I don't know what to do because I'm not the type to step out and find it elsewhere. I would never do that to him, but a bitch is bored in bed. SOS, send help. Signed, D on E. I thought that was cute.
Great. That was a great email. That whole email was great.
Right? Thank you, listener, for knowing how to spell and not having me triple over words and try to understand what the fuck words.
You the one who said, make you sound stupid. We've had some dumb bitches.
No, we do have some, and I'd be like, what y'all writing? I can't even. So what would you, I guess, both of you, what would you guys advise her to do in this scenario where she said health reasons? I'm hoping maybe you don't have a breakout.
The only thing that's tough.
I mean,
3 months is a long breakout. No, that's long.
I don't think breakouts last.
Hold on. She's right. If a man gets HPV and they end up getting genital warts, they could
last. I love how
last...
we are assuming that this is what it is. It's not that. Come on.
I mean, okay. So what is it? So personal health reasons. Why would a guy be in a sex drought to where he no longer wants to have sex?
Man, the only problem with this is, like, I wish I knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? So I could actually give her my thoughts as clear as possible. Right.
Did she say that they talked about it?
I don't think that she did.
So then, girl, why you wrote us? You know the answer to this shit. No shame, but like...
They might have. Who knows, though.
I just feel like a lot of times...
He has to know.
There's simple answers.
3 to 4 months, he knows why.
Everybody in the room knows
Elephant Dick. I don't want to sit here and say he's cheating, but I'm sorry.
He either has genital warts, he's cheating.
I mean, if he does, yeah. If he does, and sheesh. But like, cause
I mean, so health reasons, I will say.
I'm sure she's seen his dick in that
time. I want to bring it into maybe a mental health. So there is a guy that I know, and I brought him up before, very, very close with him. He's a good friend of mine. And he's having the issue right now between wondering if he's still sexually attracted to women because he's now had
this fixation with trans women.
So he's been liking trans women. And so the conversation of to where he now only can watch trans women porn, he like reaches and talks to them to where he now doesn't know
Does he have a girlfriend though?
He did.
That's his thing.
But now it's just like, I don't know if women is really what arouses me more because I get so aroused by.
Okay, so from all the speculating, no, trans women, herpes.
We're making it all
and
bad.
Cheating.
Here's what I'll tell her. On a serious note, here's what I'll tell her. I'll say, for whatever the health problem is, do as much research as you can about that. Find out what you can on your end.
Because generally, if he's depressed, like, you would know.
Depression, yes.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever it is, like, I would do as much research about that and kind of learn about that as much as possible to see how you can cope with it. Not only how he could cope with it, how you could cope with it, and how you guys could cope with it together.
What if it's just schmegma? Like, how do y'all get rid of that?
You know what that is?
No.
It's like Kodak Black, you know what monogamy means?
No. Well, you probably don't have schmegma because you circumcised.
Schmegma is dick cheese.
It's like...
dick cheese? Is that like stinky shit?
No,
it's like when you
white,
pull the skin back and like
and
it
there's
can have
stuff
the ring.
In it.
I'm circumcised.
Yeah, so that's why I said you probably don't even know about that.
You know, it's still like... That, word.
Regardless, whatever.
I just wanted to say before we started this podcast.
Yeah, but I guess, okay, so we'll go
ahead. And then communicate with him.
She stay bringing people gifts.
I just really, you know,
that's for my, that's for me?
No. Sorry, boo.
Wait, you have something for me?
I didn't know you were coming, but.
Oh, bitch, I thought it was for, what is this? I ain't even gonna hold you because she brought like Andrew Schultz and Charlamagne gifts and shit.
Ain't this about a bitch?
I'm gonna lie. What is this?
You gotta read it. Read it aloud.
No.
What is this saying?
It's a coffee mug with our
pictures
on it.
With our faces on
it.
Bitch, I don't even like you like that. Now I got to look at you every day.
Just read it.
Use this for your daily coffee so you see my face every day.
She just said that. And she literally just said, now I got to see your face?
Every goddamn day. We barely make it twice a month, goddamn it.
That's amazing.
It's cute, right?
No, this is cute.
So we went to
like cheesy shit like this. She used to be with an ex. She makes like calendars.
But you fuck with white guys, right?
Well, she did this for the black guy.
So you're corny.
She corny as fuck.
No, I had two black men when I went to LA and then Beer Bay.
Yeah, but you do.
I'm on a new wave, bitch. I'm fucking niggas again.
Yeah, you do.
She's on a roll.
You know, I can't.
I guess, anyways, I don't know
if you heard that last part for the listener. I'm sorry, but like communicate with him after you've done your research and whatever you have to do. Then talk to him thoroughly.
She about to DM you for advice.
I was about to say,
you
in the meantime, if y'all like the way he sounds, go ahead and let our listeners know where they can find you. A lot of y'all are hopping also in our DMs and emails about how to bag a blue check. Well, here you go. Slide in this nigga DMs.
Is that an actual question?
No, it is. Everyone. They ask me how I get athletes. How can I bag a blue check?
It's part of our Patreon question.
Yeah, it is. Wow. It's a thing. So where can our listeners find you? Because we got to go. We got to record another episode, boo.
Bet. Ron J, RONEJAE. And that's my Instagram and Twitter because that's all I have.
And at this point, I will say, ladies, he needs to get a check from Invisalign because you looking great,
improved,
man.
Right?
I'm not even gonna lie.
Yo,
you looking great over there.
You made me start wearing my shit again. I think I told you.
Oh yeah, I'm proud.
Because I wasn't wearing my.
I know. I could tell you wasn't. No, I'm just playing. Let me stop playing with you. Anyway, y'all know y'all can follow
us. Take my mug back.
You know, we going on tour, guys. Hope to see you guys soon.
If you are a patron, by the way, and the show is sold out, we do have tickets we're holding in each city for all of our patrons. You guys are the reason that we even started this tour, frankly.
It's the reason we can afford it.
Seriously. That's like, amazing. We put down all our down payments and shit. We paid venues in full, my nigga. Because of y'all.
Oh, yeah, we not even doing deposits. We like, oh, we could give you the whole check now.
How much?
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at y'all. That's so
we
are.
Like, we're making money. You guys need a projector? That's an extra $300. I was like, bitch, I ain't ask.
No, she lying. This bitch ain't want to spend $100 on three mics. And I said, bitch, we need wireless mics. You like to get up in the audience. But yeah, go ahead. Become a patron. That's patreon.com/ Horrible Decisions. Thank you guys.
If you want to hear some more of Sharonis, he is going to be interviewing us on a Patreon special episode.
Yes. He's gonna ask us all the questions.
Yeah, y'all sent us some questions, and so he said
he's gonna ad-lib too. So
he said he wanted to do a podcast.
So if y'all want to hear more of this voice, because clearly he should be a sex phone operator, go ahead and become a patron. Anyways, guys, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.